A child-sized version of a motorized three-wheeler vehicle popular in the early 20th century. Instead of gas, pedal power propels this replica forward. Based on actual vehicles, a wave of nostalgia has put pedal cars on the road to a comeback. An old-style pedal car is a snazzy toy with a sleek metal body and real rubber tires. Highly collectible, owning one is a trip down memory lane. Production starts with the pedal car's wood floor. The worker places a metal template on the floor under a sheet of ash plywood and transfers the two to a router table. With a pin in the template below to guide him, he moves the plywood as the router cuts it. This produces a part that's the precise size and shape needed for the pedal car floor. Using the same system, he cuts a slot for the pedals and another one for the rear wheel. He evens the edges with a hand router, giving the pedal car floor a finer look and feel. He glues supports for the backrest close to the rear of the floorboard. He props the backrest against the supports and screws it into position. He installs the dashboard further towards the front. Next, they varnish the laminated ash dashboard a deep, rich hue to replicate the look of the one in the original three-wheeler vehicle. And now for the body of the pedal car. A welder tacks together the two parts of the aluminum shell and seals them with a special adhesive. Then they screw the wooden framework to the aluminum body. After a thorough cleaning, they paint a primer coat onto the metal. Then it's into the paint booth for a glossy coat of automotive paint. In the meantime, the metal chassis of the pedal car comes together. A worker mounts a dummy twin engine to the front. In this pedal-powered replica, the engine's purpose is purely decorative. The headlights, though, are real. He attaches those to the chassis, complete with the hooded framework distinctive to the original full-sized three-wheeled car from a century ago. He then fits the tires to the chassis. They're cycle tires, child-sized, to fit the scale of this toy car replica. A quick spin confirms they're operational. He mounts the fenders to the frame just above the tires and secures them with metal brackets. The fenders will guard against splashing mud and water. He now transfers the car body to the three-wheeled chassis. He aligns it with fixing points on the chassis and then screws it into place. Next, he hooks up the exhaust pipe. Like the engine, it's an imitation, but it looks real. He fits an aluminum grille to the front of the pedal car, just behind the mock engine. He installs a small windshield in front of the pedal car cockpit. And now, he pops the dashboard, equipped with the speed dial, into place. It fits into the pedal car's hooped frame perfectly. He wires the battery-operated headlights to the dashboard switch. He attaches the handbrake to the side of the cab and runs the braking cables to the rear wheel. He threads the steering wheel column down through the dashboard to steering arms on the front wheel axle. He clamps it to the steering arms and makes some adjustments to precisely position the column to the shaft. He fits the padded leather seat into the cab and completes the construction of this pedal-powered replica car. It takes about 40 hours to make one of these retro toys. When it comes to the authentic touches, they've spared no expense and expended great effort. Now it's time for a spin to the playground and some good old-fashioned fun.